WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Hope the ice scraper's handy. You'll probably need it as we dipped into the 20s overnight and putting a coating of ice around the snow that was left behind from yesterday. Roads are generally reported to be in good shape, though there could still be some icy patches out there, as a van found out last night in Montgomery County. The fire department there reports the van hit some ice on Connecticut Avenue, skidded across the median, and slammed into other cars. Three people were taken to the hospital. Nearly 1,000 fire departments from 10 states are helping to contain wildfires in Southern California. While they are making progress, there's still a ways to go, says correspondent Paul Verkaman.
These winds are whipping up a lot of ash. And one of the things about these fires, when they smolder, if this ash can get in the air, start in one spot and land in another, it can start what they call spot fires.
California Governor Jerry Brown says fighting wildfires in December could be the new normal.
We have to plan what we can do in the forests and the neighborhoods, and we also have to do the larger challenge, which is climate change itself.
More than 1,000 homes and buildings are reported to be destroyed by the fires. Alabama voters will be picking up the phone today and hearing President Trump on the other end. He's recorded a robocall in support of Republican Roy Moore ahead of the election there on Tuesday. Meanwhile, people have been hard-pressed to find Roy Moore. He's only held around 10 campaign events in the last month. His campaign manager, Dean Young, says on ABC's This Week, voters already know who he is.
Judge Moore's been out for 25 years across Alabama, and he's known by the people of Alabama. He's talked to the people of Alabama, and they're with Judge Moore.
Moore's Democratic opponent, Doug Jones, says Moore's in hiding. That's not what voters want.
They want somebody who can get something done and be an effective U.S. senator, not somebody who's going to divide the House even further. And this time it'd be divided probably three ways, because Moore can't even get along with people in his own party, much less the Democrats.
Moore's would-be colleague in the Senate from Alabama, Republican Richard Shelby, is also saying today that he cannot bring himself to vote for Moore. As we all hold our holiday parties, liquor stores are stocking up to make sure they have enough to keep everyone happy.
Other years, people found a lot of empty shelves at liquor stores in Montgomery County when they went shopping for Christmas parties. But the head of the county's Department of Liquor Control, Robert Dorfman, says he doesn't expect any shortages this year.
Our shoppers this year are going to be pleased with our selection, our pricing, and our customer service.
He expects prices to be fair.
We have worked with suppliers to ensure that the promotions and the sales that we have going into the holidays are the best and strongest promotions possible.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It should be a music-filled holiday season for middle school students at Jefferson Academy in the district, thanks to the generosity of a local music store owner.
Lift the instruments, guys. Yay for the instruments. Excellent.
After hearing most of Jefferson's 130 band instruments were in disrepair, Middle C Music owner Myrna Sislin embarked on a project to repair them. She says she's doing it in memory of her mother, who attended Jefferson.
So far, we have repaired close to 50 instruments. And do you know the best part? It is the support of our community that allows Middle C Music to give back. It doesn't get better than that.
Sislin, along with Jefferson Band students, were honored this past week at a D.C. Council meeting. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Hi, it's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise, and we want to see you at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
You know, it's already December, which means New Year's Eve is going to be here before we know it.
Book your party package now before they sell out.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more.
Purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, makers of the world's most comfortable sheets. Every set arrives beautifully packaged. Find out why 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
at 11:05, checking on traffic and weather. We start with Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The snow is done. Everyone is jingling today. So for that Jingle All the Way run, we have closures along Independence and Main Avenues, along with Rock Creek Parkway between the Kennedy Center and Tidal Basin. Those delays on Rock Creek Parkway start over by Pennsylvania Avenue, and we're in the teen speeds eastbound on I-66, starting by the Vienna Metro Station, with a disabled vehicle now off to the shoulder. Inbound New York Avenue, single-digit speeds, Massachusetts Avenue to 9th Street. A similar story northbound on South Capitol Street from Washington Avenue to D Street. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy into the low 40s for a high today, down to the upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny in the mid-40s. Right now, 35 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, hello, America. You know, it's coming close to the end of the year, but on this week's Financial Safari, we're going to talk about Walt Disney. Dreams made Disney. Dreams won't make your retirement. We're going to learn how math and science overcome dreams and speculation this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the holiday edition of the Financial Safari.
Okay, Coach, I thought I could escape it when I came into studio here. I've got a 1-year-old, 2-year-old at home, and here you are talking about Walt Disney.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into why this is a big thing, because too many people are dreaming about a great retirement, but they don't do the things they need to do and put their money in places that needs to be to get to where they desire. And math and science, Tom Hegna, famous author and also broadcaster on public TV, does a series called Don't Worry, Retire Happy.
Yes.
And he always says math and science overcome dreams and speculation all day long and twice on Sunday. Now introduce the cast.
Absolutely. Folks, I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb. Right there, you are hearing our one and only Coach Pete Deruta, known as America's Wealth, Finance, and Income Coach. Also in studio alongside us is Rocket Man Chris Breithauer, as well as our Chief Retirement and Wealth Strategist Parker Holland. Welcome in, guys.
It's good to be here.
My daughter is in sixth grade right now, and she comes home with all these math problems and science problems and all that. And I sit down with her every now and then, and I put it into real-life examples, like how many candy bar she could buy and tell her how math is money. And she understands it more when we put it into things she can understand. When she was younger, I used to use American Girl dolls as a good example for her. Those are like $100 each or more.
Sure.
And you have to accessorize them and clothe them, and then you can clothe yourself to look like them. Great marketing by American Girl doll.
If you can still afford clothes clothing, you know.
That's right. That's right. But she's in sixth grade now, and she's outgrown that a little bit, even though I think when the door closes in her room, she might still play with the dolls. She won't tell her she won't tell any of her friends that, though. So it's just important that people realize that we can customize examples for you that you can understand, because it's in your everyday life kind of examples, instead of just hearing about what everybody else is doing. When we in segment two today, we're going to have a million-dollar case example from Parker, too.
Oh,
so look forward to that.
Yeah,
Parker
absolutely.
Holland, our chief strategist upstairs in the financial world. Parker brings things really easy to understand, come down to the level of a radio listener, which it's harder because we can't write things on the board. So we're going to try to make a easy to understand case example coming up here in the next segment.
Oh, I look forward to it. You know, I love the fact that we get to see folks who walk in and walk out of the studio. And I always love seeing the couples or folks walking out of the office. They're always so happy. You know, they have that one page financial review that you guys do, and just the confidence walking out. It's incredible. I
love it. You know, the cool thing is we designed some magic, 8 feet wide whiteboards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're 8 feet wide, 6 feet tall. They're gigantic, but they have everything already pre-populated as far as different examples and different places people need to have their money.
Sure.
And one of the things we do first is we show people where they are right now. And so it's great to see it all in front of you where your money is.
Mm.
If you have 90 or 100% at risk, you need to know that. And so we diagram it out. If you have too much money in a safe place, you need to know that.
There you go.
If you have no money for income in the future, you need to know that.
Yeah.
We call that the financial fill-up. And too many people that are listening don't have a customized and personalized financial fill-up strategy for themselves when they approach retirement. And that's the most glaring deficiency that I see. Parker, what about you?
It doesn't matter how much you have lump sum. If you can't get the income you need to get your standard of living where it needs to be, then you don't have a true plan.
And, you know, I mentioned they were 8 feet wide and 6 feet tall, so we stand up and do it. Guess who doesn't have to stand up and do it?
Marty
Hensley, our 7 foot tall basketball player. It's funny, I watch him. He's sitting in the chair and he's reaching over like a giraffe and writing on the board.
I'm sitting down, I think his arm can touch my sitting down, Marty's arm goes taller than
you've seen that,
haven't
you?
Yeah, Coach. Wow. He's a tower even. I mean, I'm a short man though, so you know.
So one of the things I want to talk about as we roll into 2018 is we need to talk about what the costs of retirement are. You know, what are the true costs?
Sure.
Because it's one thing to say, well, I've got plenty of money saved for retirement, I'm going to have this kind of income in retirement, but what's our cost going to be in retirement? You know, because we have inflation. Inflation's here. So if we don't know what our costs are going to be each year throughout retirement, how do we know that our retirement plan is good enough?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Or how do we know it's going to be good enough? Now, one of the things we do also, and this is something that people find very valuable, is we sit down and set realistic retirement goals with folks.
Okay.
Not just saying, hey, I want to go to the Bahamas a couple times a year and Key West because Jimmy Buffett likes it.
Yes.
Maybe I want to retire in Jimmy Buffett's new nursing home, which isn't a bad idea when you think about it. He really does have he's developing a chain of nursing homes.
Is he really?
And
I had no idea.
Again, you're going to need to save money up for that because it's just like his concerts. Not going to be cheap, is it?
Certainly not.
No, but I mean, you know, just think about it, though. Every day could be a weekend, and it is in retirement, but it could be a fun weekend if you're in Jimmy Buffett's retirement.
There you go.
I'm going to call it Margaritaville.
But you almost need to be Warren Buffett to afford Jimmy Buffett's place.
Whoa.
That's two drums.
Broke it out twice.
What do you call those things, Chris, when you
drum
do that?
Rolls.
Rim shots. Rim shots. Yeah, this is the drum roll, Parker.
Amazed.
For Parker Holland, let's educate him on what a drum roll is.
Oh.
And this is a rim shot. There you go, Parker.
The more you know.
Parker, where should I send that tuition bill for the education I just gave you?
Hey, I wasn't in band. I'm sorry, guys.
Here's what we need to do, and this is what people overlook, is identify sources of income in retirement. You know, it's one thing to say I'm going to get all this income, but where's it going to come from?
Exactly.
And, unfortunately, people learned this the hard way in a couple of the most recent market crashes, year 2000, 2007.
Mm.
Companies would go out of business. You had a company pension. Guess what happened to your pension plan?
Yeah, well, if anything like the fathers, it went away.
Chapter 11.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
We saw some Delta pilots who thought they had a great retirement planned, but then Delta went bankrupt. By the way, they're still flying around their planes, but they went bankrupt back then. And one of the things in bankruptcy, what the court did is it enabled them to cut the pensions to the pilots. So a lot of people don't realize that when a company goes bankrupt, it's still in business many times. So you still can buy from them.
Sure.
But if you're a stockholder, you lose all your money many times. So just because Delta Air, I had a conversation with this back when it happened with someone who invested in Delta stock. They swore to me that their stock was going to be fine until they got a letter from their broker saying that their stock didn't exist anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
wow.
They reissued it under a different symbol.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they go, the old Delta Airlines is worthless.
Yeah.
You'd probably sell the stock certificates if you had it, just like the Enron ones.
Wow.
So people have to be very careful. So it's about mapping out where you are financially and mapping out what kind of retirement you want. And that's a lot of the overlooked things that we see in the retirement world are things like that. People just don't realize what they really could be doing.
Exactly. It's true.
Yeah. So if you're one of the next 10 callers, we'll go through with you a 3-step process to create a comprehensive retirement plan review that aligns your financial goals with your values. Very important. Okay. First, we'll understand what money means to you and how it fits into your life. Very important, because if you're not caring about what's happening with your money, then it's hard for us to care too. We need to make sure that if you're taking too much risk and we identify that, we need to know that you're going to act on what makes sense for you, and that's preserving your assets going forward. Like we say, we don't want to dream about retirement. We want a true retirement.
There you go.
Then we're going to organize. We'll organize your finances so you have a clear picture of where you currently stand right now. That's what we do on the big whiteboards. We map out where you are right now. It's hard to design a plan if we can't figure out where you are right now. And then we go from that starting point, we call it X, and we design a Z, the retirement plan, and then we tell you why we do it, okay? So next we're going to talk about your financial goals, your retirement goals. What are your short, medium, and long-term goals? and we'll work together to clarify your goals so that they're crystal clear and tangible. And Parker will tell you, when we sit down with folks, many times Mr.'s goals are different than Mrs.'s goals.
Ooh,
yeah, really?
So,
happens a lot.
We need to make sure that you guys are in tune with what you want, and the best time to do it, I've been called the Dr. Phil of the financial world. We do have some referee jerseys we can put on, so we'll put those on to make sure. But finally, we're going to create actionable steps to help you set a path towards financial and retirement independence. And folks, it means a whole lot when you get there, what I just said.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how the world is changing. You need to make sure you are as well, as far as the trouble with the RMDs. That and much more when we come right back.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, the Financial Safari is your source for a common sense approach to planning for a secure retirement. What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income for life. Your initial consultation is at no cost to you when you call the team from the Financial Safari.
So, Coach, I always like talking about this subject, required minimum distributions, RMDs. It's my money, and yet they're forcing me to take it.
Parker, it's also called something else. It's called two or three different things, isn't it?
It is. There's multiple variations, but all of it's the same thing. It's Uncle Sam forcing you to take your money on their schedule.
Wow.
Yeah, RMD, required minimum distribution, or MRD, minimum required distribution. But what it really boils down to, and we see mistakes, and this is a great time of year to be talking about it so we can correct those mistakes before the end of the year.
Okay, yeah.
We see these mistakes almost every year after you could correct it. So when it's too late. And so, and when that happens, then we have a whole different situation going, because you have to ask your advisor why they didn't look out for that for you.
Sure, sure.
Because once a date comes and then it's gone,
and it's gone.
It's too late. And yeah. So what we need to do is make sure that we understand what the RMDs are, what our required minimum distributions are, looking at all our different IRA and 401k accounts. And knowing that once we are age 70 and a half, all sorts of alarm bells go off at the IRS, don't they, Parker?
They do, and that's under current law.
But we see the mistakes, because here's one thing. Maybe you have one advisor who's on top of things, but you haven't shared all your accounts with that one advisor. So they help you take out your required minimum distributions for the accounts that they know about. Mm-hmm. But you either forgot about or didn't tell them about other IRA or 401k accounts you have, and you didn't take enough out of that one account to justify the IRS not giving you a nice little letter in the mail. Never fun to get an IRS letter, by the way.
No.
Now, I got one a few months ago, and it's because I overpaid a little bit on taxes.
Oh, really?
I was very happy on that.
That's always a good thing.
I told them to carry
sure.
it forward to next year so they can maybe send me another letter, friendly, like that as well. So, yeah, it's really... That's what I felt like when I got a good letter from the IRS. Because you don't get many good letters from the IRS. SMART Retirement. S-M-A-R-T is an acronym, and a strategic movement around retirement taxation. And because taxation exists, and if you don't believe it exists, you find out big time in retirement that it exists, because a lot of your accounts, matter of fact, most of your retirement accounts are tax deferred, which we call tax time bomb accounts, because you haven't paid tax on any of the money. Now the money you put in grew, hopefully, if you have it in the right place.
Mm-hmm, right.
We've seen it shrink too, haven't we, sometimes?
Unfortunately, yeah.
People come in, they show us where the money was, and it was in the wrong place, but let's just assume it grew way bigger than it was when you put in. Now all that money is fully taxable in retirement, and 70 and a half comes, and you start having to take money out, even if you don't want to. Again, the minimum required distributions. If you're not sure about your MRDs, give us a call. We've got a special worksheet. We can help you figure out where all your accounts are, what date you have to use to look at the balances in those accounts, because that's another place where people get in trouble. They look at their current balance, and then they send an MRD check, or they take a certain amount of money out of their accounts to satisfy what they thought would satisfy the government, but they took the money out of the wrong balances. So we have to help you figure out what balances you need to do for that equation. Right, Parker?
Yeah. I mean, if you have a little bit of a loss and you have 2 cents too low, they're going to come back and haunt you.
Yeah. Wow. And so, and they don't play.
No,
and they don't play. And it's a 50% penalty for every dollar you haven't taken out. Mm-hmm. So let's say you were supposed to take out, $5,000 and you only took out $3,000. Now you have $2,000 difference. What's 50% of $2,000? Chris, our math major?
$1,000.
$1,000. And that goes right to the IRS. It doesn't pass go, and you never get it back.
Oh, man. Wow.
And so we always joke that the penalty to take money out of your IRAs and 401ks early is 10%. So they penalize you 10% if you take the money out too early.
Sure.
They penalize you 50% if you don't take the money out.
It's government.
There's no logic in that at all.
No logic at all. No.
So, Parker, roll the tape here.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
So we teased the listeners earlier about a case study here, and we like to do these case studies because there's real-life examples about what could happen with different portfolios.
There you go.
Parker, give us your details this week.
All right, so I had a couple that came in earlier last week, and they were two listeners from one of our local shows here, and what they were looking at is they had $1 million. They're 59 years old. The missus is a few months younger, but she still falls in that 59 category. And we wanted to see, retiring at 65, would they be able to keep the same standard of living they're accustomed to? So we were looking at a true retirement income plan. Now, everyone knows, and Coach touched on this earlier, the risk involved. Our goal was to minimize risk as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Now, luckily, we didn't have to have the budgeting or savings talk like we have to have a lot of times with people. They understood that when they were to pull in money out, that there could be chances that they're used to receiving X, they're now receiving Y, they have to adjust their lifestyle. That wasn't needed here. So we took that $1 million and we left $250,000 of it in cash. Now there's a lot more issues behind the scenes, but so we were taking $750,000 and making that the piece that was going to be in the protected retirement income bucket.
Okay.
Now, two 59-year-olds, $750,000 retiring at 65.
All right, let's throw it in the computer. Well, Parker, I figured out from 59 to 65 is 6 years. So the money's going to grow for 6 years, and then what happens?
It starts that distribution way before that RMD requirement.
Yep. All right, so this is IRA money. IRA money.
This is all tax-deferred, yes,
tax
sir.
Tax-deferred, which is IRA money, 401ks, IRAs, whatever, which means they have to pay tax on every penny they take out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no magic solution to that. If you haven't paid tax on the money before, guess what you have to do eventually?
Pay taxes.
I don't care what. There's some advisors out there, though. We've seen it.
Yep.
They're lying to people saying that they can get money out of IRAs without paying tax. Is that true or false?
That is false.
It's absolutely
100%.
False. And that will get you. That's right. It's false. You can do it. And if you do it, you can do it. And then what will happen?
Oh, you'll get that nice letter in the mail.
Boom. Your retirement plan will blow up because the government will come and help you, and then you'll be in a lot of trouble. Because they will put you in tax court. You'll be paying all sorts of stuff. So, all right, it's IRA money. They've put it away for 6 years. The $750,000 has grown. Now they're going to start getting a yearly income of what?
The yearly income they will start receiving is $69,000. That was their target goal, including taxes. So we're looking at a gross income from their accounts of $69,000.
So 69 from this, from what the $750,000 account they put away 6 years ago.
Yes.
All and right, 69,000.
Now, of course, we run every plan through age 121.
Right.
And we had the heart to heart and we made sure the numbers work. But the mister, of course, wanted me to say he's not going to live a day past 89 or he's going to be taken behind the barn was his exact words.
Oh, wow.
So he said, kill me off at age 89.
Kill him off at 89.
What about her?
Now, we kept her going. I kept her through age 121 as well, but then she said age 95 would work.
Okay.
But I don't think she had the same requirement of take behind the barn. So what we have here, $750,000, 6 years of deferral, and we start taking money of $69,000 a year. Now, at his age 89, that is $1.6 million that was paid out from a $750,000 investment.
Wow.
So if he lived to 89, of course, if he lived longer, he could keep getting the money.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If he lived to 89, he took out $1.6 million. How much is still left in the balance?
1.2.
Wow, that's incredible.
So we call this a spend and leave plan.
This is the spend and leave plan.
Because they spent what they started with in more, and they're still going to leave more than they started with to the next of kin. Makes
good.
A lot of sense.
And, of course, we have to take inflation adjustments, changes in tax law, but that's the moving target. But we made sure the numbers work through multiple scenarios.
No doubt.
So the
wow.
absolute minimum income they would get each year is $69,000, and over if he lived 89, that would be $1.6 million. Is there a chance that they could get more income going over?
Oh, of course. Market goes up, that number increases, and it's always going to keep that account balance keep growing because we didn't touch principal a single time.
So this is what I like to do. This is called the worst case scenario. All right, because a lot of people like to be blue skied and plastic banana and all this kind of stuff. But what we try to do is show you the worst case example. Could be better, never be less. Thomas, that makes a lot of sense.
It really does. And it's something that I've seen. We all have our own projections, just like, you know, the news outlets do and everybody. And the thing is, we have to make sure that our projections are lining up with what's possible.
Yep.
Parker, this is absolutely incredible. I mean, you're taking something. I'm sure they had their own projections and you blew them right out of the water in a positive way.
Yeah, they were worried they would only be able to take around $45,000, worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And we made the picture clear for them. Now,
incredible.
We always say past performance does not predict future, like they say on every single stock portfolio and prospectus out there for a mutual fund, but we plan everything worst case through age 121.
Well, it doesn't matter about past performance if you're showing the worst case
oh, yeah.
scenario.
There you go. Exactly.
There's no blue sky going on. It is what it is, like Bill Belichick would say, and that's what it's going to happen. So, you know, again, if she lives longer, she continues to get income, and then when she passes away, there's going to be a balance there left on for the kids.
Yeah, and what we're making sure is that even with the legacy, even with the plans, I mean, this still did not take into account that $250,000 we had to leave in cash for them. So, I mean, there's a lot of buffers in the plan. Not everyone has the same goals and objectives.
Sure.
So make sure to get your own personalized income plan done, because making sure your income is taken care of is the number one concern and the most often the most easily forgot about.
Spend and leave, core and explore. There's a core that you've got that you can't lose, and then the $250,000 could be used to explore going into the market, taking more risk or doing whatever they want to do with it, because they've got their income plan in place, and it's a true retirement income plan, a trip. Which makes a lot of sense to us.
Yeah, and that Advance and Protect, exactly what we were looking at for that $250,000.
Very, very happy trip, by the way, for these folks.
Yeah, if that's the worst that's going to happen to me, I'd be happy.
So, folks, if you want an example done like this, you don't have to have $1 million put aside. Our strategies work best for those of you with over a million. But if you have at least $200,000 and you're one of the next 10 callers right now, we will custom design your very own full-blown retirement and financial plan. There's no cost or obligation for this. It's about a $900 value when you factor in some of the things. Probably more than that when you factor in a lot of the giveaways that you get when you come in, if you call right now.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
This list we have put out by the AARP a couple years ago, we're going to talk about as we roll into 2018, the Nifty 9 Retirement Planning Mistakes.
There will be a new baby boomer retiring every 8 seconds until the year 2028. Our government tells us that Social Security already pays out more than it takes in and could be exhausted in the next 30 years. So what would you do for a paycheck type income in retirement if Social Security were to change or disappear completely? Did you know that you can turn your old 401k, IRA, your CDs, or your brokerage accounts into an account that is insured and protected as guaranteed principal and grows tax deferred with the option to withdraw it as a lump sum or a guaranteed stream of income? Safe strategies to ensure your money is there for you when you retire. Whether you're 50, 60, or even already retired, find out how traditional retirement paychecks work by calling the team from the Financial Safari.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. A parade's going through the streets of Baghdad today, celebrating what Iraqi leaders say is the end of combat operations against ISIS. They say the last of the extremists were pushed over the border into Syria.
We saw people taking to the streets and celebrating. And you can understand, after 3 years of battles and bloodshed, people want this moment. They have been looking forward to this moment to celebrate an end to the end of the caliphate, as it was.
Correspondent Jemana Karacha. All that online shopping is clogging up the nation's front porches.
According to Pitt Bowes, the number of packages shipped worldwide has soared 48% the past 2 years, creating a problem for apartment buildings and condos, especially in densely populated urban areas. Some building managers are installing package lockers, smart lock systems, and front door cameras, while others have converted empty spaces into parcel holding areas. The Washington Post reports other properties around the country rely on a service called Fetch, which collects boxes and delivers them to residents once they're home. Some complexes even have full-time porters to bring packages to tenants. One-third of Americans have parcels sent to an address other than home, usually to avoid theft, and both FedEx and UPS offer delivery alternatives. I'm Ann Cates.
And the Redskins' playoff hopes are now faint at best. Redskins head coach Jay Gruden's hoping to start what will likely be the final month of the season off on the right foot this afternoon in L.A.
No, we're going to play like we're still in it. I think there are some mathematical possibilities where we can get in, and I know it's a long shot, but this is a 16-game season. We know that anything can happen, so we're continuing to play to win. That's the only way we know how.
Redskins Chargers coverage starts at 3 this afternoon here on WMAL. We'll check traffic and weather next.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
11:33, we get the latest from Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Finishing up the morning with closures related to the Jingle All the Way run, so portions of Independence and Main Avenues will be blocked off, along with Rock Creek Parkway from the Kennedy Center to Tidal Basin. Then we have delays eastbound on I-66, starting by the Vienna Metro Station, and single-digit speeds north on South Capitol Street from Washington Avenue to D Street, plus in Anne Arundel County. Watch for a crash eastbound along Quarterfield Road and George Kloss Road. In relation to Santa Claus. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, highs in the low 40s today, down to the upper 20s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-40s. Right now, 34 in Centerville, 33 in Damascus. We're 37 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Celebrity money mistakes.
Michael Jackson, known as the King of Pop, was a global figure in popular culture for over four decades. The eighth child of the Jackson family, Michael made his professional debut in 1964 with his elder brothers Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, and Marlon as a member of the Jackson Five. He began his solo career in 1971. In the early 1980s, Jackson became a dominant figure in popular music. His music videos, including those of Beat It, Billie Jean, and Thriller from his 1982 album Thriller, are credited with breaking racial barriers and transforming the medium into an art form and promotional tool. Jackson's 1987 album Bad spawned the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 number one singles I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, Man in the Mirror, and Dirty Diana became the first album to have 5 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. Through stage and video performances, Jackson popularized a number of complicated dance techniques, such as the robot and the moonwalk, to which he gave the name. His distinctive sound and style has influenced numerous artists of various music genres. Thriller is the best-selling album of all time, with estimated sales of 65 million copies worldwide. Jackson's other albums, including Off the Wall, 1979, Bad, 1987, Dangerous, 1991, and History, 1995, also rank among the world's best-selling albums. His other achievements include multiple Guinness World Records, 13 Grammy Awards, the Grammy Legend Award, the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, 26 American Music Awards, more than any other artist, including the Artist of the Century and Artist of the 1980s, 13 number one singles in the United States during his solo career, more than any other male artist in the Hot 100 era, and estimated sales of over 350 million records worldwide. While preparing for his comeback concert series, This Is It, Jackson died of acute propofol and benzodiazepine intoxication in 2009 after suffering from cardiac arrest. The Los Angeles County coroner ruled his death a homicide, and his personal physician, Conrad Murray, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter. Jackson's death triggered a global outpouring of grief, and a live broadcast of his public memorial service was viewed around the world. Forbes ranks Jackson as the top-earning dead celebrity with earnings of $825 million in 2016 and the highest yearly amount ever recorded by the publication. Jackson, however, didn't adequately fund the trust he set up for his family or transfer assets to the trust. As a result, Jackson's mother, Catherine, has been filing claims in court, which opens the trust to public inspection and violates the privacy that trusts usually provide. Although many would have guessed that the estate, reportedly $500 million in debt, would have little to place in a trust, the estate's ownership in a company that controls 250 Beatles songs is alone worth up to $1 billion. But it is not known how much the family, including the Jackson's 3 children, will see. This is just another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
And welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer Advocate Thomas Lipscomb right here with you in studio alongside America's Wealth, Finance, and Income Coach. That is Pete DeRuta. We also have Chris Breathauer, Rocket Man, in studio. And also, we have just done a tag team Ric Flair style, folks. Our chief wealth strategist, Parker Holland, has exited the building. And Steve Siddall, our resident safe money correspondent, in studio with us now. Welcome
in,
Steve.
I witnessed the tag. It was a perfectly legal tag, too.
All right.
They were both in the ring at the same time, but Parker left real quick. So
there you go.
Steve's right
as
in
he
here.
Is wont to do.
Steve, welcome in.
Thank you, Pete. How are you?
Good. By the way, let me talk. Parker's not here right now, but that example he gave out, I was doing the numbers at the break. I mean, it's a tremendous example that he showed on the radio.
It is.
A 59-year-old couple, they had $1 million, and they didn't want to put it all in one place, which I don't blame them, so we took $250,000, put in a place they could use for anything they wanted, took $750,000, put in a place a time capsule account, and the time capsule accounts are important because eventually they give you the financial fill-up. And so from 59 to 65, they let that money grow, and at 65, they started getting a check every year for $69,000 for the rest of their lives. And Parker killed him off at 89, basically. But during that time, they got $1.6 million out.
Incredible.
Again, they started with $750,000.
Wow. Yeah.
And if that's not good enough, they still had $1.2 million left.
Incredible.
And if they live to be 50 more years from there, they'd still get their $69,000 at least every year. You can't outlive the plan, which is very important.
Awesome.
That's why they call it a total retirement plan. And Parker calls it a true retirement plan. income plan, a trip plan.
I like
plan.
That. Trip,
and
I like
so Parker came up with that himself. I'll give him the credit for that. I call it a spend and leave plan, and I call it advance and protect.
Well, you know, and at the end of the day, for me, Coach, it sounds like hope because, you know, oftentimes it can be hard, you know, for a lot of folks scrimping and saving, and to see what you can do with your assets is just incredible.
As long as you don't put and change at the end, I'll let you have that, Thomas. We don't want any of the
no
I
bad
think we
memories.
Had enough of that, right?
Oh, my goodness. You're hilarious.
Where is it at? So, but when you think about it, and that was the minimum, we designed plans that yeah. and we can only show, as fiduciaries, we can only show you the minimum expected. Could be more, never less. That makes a lot of sense.
It does.
We see way too many plans, Steve, that come in where people have been told things, as long as things do what they used to do and blah, blah, blah. As soon as I hear the phrase, as long as, I know that here comes the baloney. There's other words for it.
There are other words, yes. But I agree.
But you have to, if I'm building my plan, I'm going to build it where I know exactly what I'm going to get at a minimum. So we would be more than happy to take a plan like that and put it into our plan, our family. So if you're dealing with an advisor who is giving you advice contrary to what he would give himself or his own family, it's time to find another advisor. And we do have a second opinion service here, too. So if you're not really comfortable with your current advisor or not sure if you're getting all the advice you need or you're learning about all the different plans that are out there, like we just showed you, this is the example Parker went over. We do this with every single person who comes in from the radio. Customize. When I say it on the radio, it might not mean as much to people than when they see it. But when I say we customize and personalize a plan for every single person that comes in, and it takes hours to do this, by the way, I mean it. It really does. We really do it. And that's just one of the examples on there. So if you would like an opinion on what's going on, hey, it never hurt to have an opinion. If you're going the wrong way, wouldn't you want to know about it now instead of a couple years later?
Yes. Of course.
Financial planning is always looking at the road you're on now and making sure it's going to get you to the destination you assumed it was going to get to. Let's make sure in writing that map is – remember the old maps in writing? You'd unfold the map and all that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And you'd get a highlighter out and highlight your route? We do that in the financial world. None of this GPS and recalculating – which you don't want to hear.
You don't want to hear a recalculation.
So let's make sure we have it in writing. We have a firm, concrete plan. And if you're one of the next 20 people who call right now, we will do no cost or obligation. We'll do your very own second opinion, third opinion, financial MRI, x-rays, financial x-rays, all the different terminology you hear. What it really means is we're going to show you, based on what you have right now, what you could do in the future in a guaranteed fashion.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Now, if you're a risk taker, we are also money managers. We will find you risk if you want risk. Now, there's always a caveat. If we put your money at risk, we tell you that. We don't accentuate the upside and say, hey, if everything goes great, you're going to be great.
Sure.
Because there's always another side to the coin.
There you
and
go.
So as long as you understand that, and what I like to do when people, like Steve, well, you've met people like this in the past too,
sure.
I'm sure. When people are risk takers, we've got them take some risk, but let's line up some safe money first. And we call it the core and explore philosophy. Let's get some money. And a lot of times, husband and wife, one likes risk, one likes safety. This satisfies both of your needs because we lock some money away in a safe place. Lock it away, meaning locking away from the downside pressures of the market. And it starts growing from day one for a retirement income you can't outlive. And it grows every year, sort of like we talked about in the example with Parker. But then we take the extra money that goes into the explore account. And that's where we can take all sorts of risk if you want, because even if you lost every single penny on that side, you would still have your retirement plan. Now, I've gone over plans like this with some professional athletes before. When they get that big check,
yes,
many of them act like they don't need a plan like this because they got so much money coming in so fast. And then eventually what happens?
It stops.
Yeah, it goes away.
You ever watch football, the NFL? I mean, every year you see the same stars over and over again, but the surrounding cast is always different. So those guys need to make sure that they take the right steps. And as everyone listening here, your career could end tomorrow too. You could show up to work and they could tell you that, number one, the company could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
They could be going out of business. There could be a lot of guys with sunglasses and black Suburbans outside, like Enron. Maybe your company wasn't it. And then all the stuff you thought you had could be gone. So we need to make sure we have a plan that is ours. It's customized, it's individualized, and it's individually owned by us. Like when you, like your plan, like you own it. Instead of a group plan, you hear these group plans, 401k plans or group plans, pension plans many times at companies are group plans, which is all fine and dandy until something happens to the group. So get an individual plan that you're the only one that's responsible for and you're the one who knows exactly what's going on in it.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
You know, one of the questions people ask me many times is, how will I provide for my heirs? Steve, you have grandchildren and children.
I do, yes.
And I know you get along great with your children, which is it doesn't happen many times.
Not always, right. Yeah, not always. But it makes me want to take care of them and my grandkids, which makes my job even bigger.
Yeah, which is even more burdensome.
Yeah.
But a lot of people I talk to, I say, what about your children? I don't care about my children, but I love my grandchildren. So whatever floats your boat, we say. But then that's when it's a vital step to have a spend and leave plan put inside. So that means you have a retirement plan, you spend money that you built up, but you know inside that plan, when you pass away, a chunk will go tax-free to whoever you want in your family. So let's say you have $1 million. You have a great $1 million retirement because you do the spend and leave, you do the core and explore, but when you pass away, your grandchildren, or in your case, your children and grandchildren will now get $1 million tax-free. And they can all have $1 million, or they can split $1 million. And that's up to you, Steve, how much of a fight you want to create.
I won't be here. It won't matter.
You know, the Vanderbilts left a lot of money to their children back in the day.
Yeah.
And there's only one or two that survived that, and that's the Biltmore house. You see that. But most of them blew all the money. And the average inheritance is blown in about 6 to 8 months.
Wow.
So we always recommend, if you're not too sure, or the children or grandchildren are young, you meet with our legal team that we work with, and you make sure to put a spendthrift plan together where they have a trust that gives them a certain amount of money each year so they can't blow through the whole retirement. Very big step to do. So be very, very careful on that. So when we come back later on in the show, we're going to talk about the Nifty 9 retirement planning mistakes for 2018. But I want to make sure that people get their very own customized plan put together.
Mm-hmm.
And, folks, if you are one of the next 15 callers, we'll help you by establishing your retirement income goal. That's money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle, not just getting by in retirement. Having a Social Security analysis, making sure that your IRAs, your 401ks are not going to slam you with taxes if you take them out the wrong way in retirement. There's a way to take things out the right way. We'll help you with that as well. We'll do a future plan for you. We call it the TRIP plan. That's a true retirement income plan. And we'll also help you by analyzing your investments to establish the real cost and fees. What are you really paying your advisor right now? And is it worth it? Are you getting your best bang for your buck? Or should you redesign or retool or get rid of it altogether? You never know. So we do a financial MRI. We do a second opinion for you. And we'll help you by determining the assets needed to protect your future income needs. That considers taxes and inflation. We'll put together a total retirement plan for you if you're one of the next 15 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. And our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Scouts honor, Steve. I promise when we come back, we're going to talk about the Nifty 9 retirement planning mistakes that AARP has identified as big ones. When we come right back.
Forward to that.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Do you know what that's the sound of? It's me, traveling the world, Europe to Asia. I'm vacationing and living the retirement of my dreams because I just met with a local trusted advisor. Safe, secure, trusted. They helped me turn my nest egg into a golden egg.
fast-moving show, and I promise, we're going to talk about this now. And these are good points. I mean, I think it's something to address here. The best time to clean your closets at the end of the year, I guess. So let's clean out our mental closet, too. Let's get our financial closet cleaned out.
No doubt.
I've got a messy closet at home. My wife and I have separate closets, and I am not looking forward to. You know, to clean the closet, first of all, you have to take everything out.
I know. That's a pain, too.
That's what I don't feel like doing. Let's get into some of the main points on this list right here. And one of the things that AARP says, and this is from 2015, but it's still relevant today.
Sure. Okay.
Don't take Social Security too early. Now, we hear this over and over again, and there are two camps on this, two distinctly different camps on whether you should take it right at 62 or wait to age 70 or somewhere in between. Now, Steve, you are getting close to that. What are you going to do?
I'm inclined to wait until I'm 70.
Yeah. Now, why?
Because it's a lot more money.
Yep.
I mean, it's 8%. My retirement age is 66 and a half.
Yep.
So I'll get another 8% per year if I wait until I'm 70.
Yeah. Wow. So starting at 62, if you would take it then, if you would have left it alone, you'd get 8 times 8.
Yeah.
Basically. So a lot more money.
Yeah.
So percentage-wise.
Sure.
So, but here's what a lot of people don't factor in. Again, there's no right or wrong answer on this, but it's something to consider because everyone's different. If your lifespan, if you have a family tree that isn't too good when it gets a little tall, like a pine tree, pine trees come down in the ice storm, they have one big root that goes very far down.
It's a taproot.
Taproot.
There you go.
There you go.
And that's the NC State education right there for you.
An arborist, right? Is that what?
Yeah.
So when we get the ice on the trees, it just snaps. Doesn't come down.
Does.
Now, we used to have those big oak trees in Wisconsin when I lived in, the walnut trees, and when the snow would accumulate there, they would just come out by the roots. The whole tree would tip over.
Mm-hmm.
If we take the money out too late and our family tree is too small, then we may not get the best bang for our buck. Maybe only live 2 or 3 years after we start taking the money.
Right.
Well, then the Social Security Administration won, and you're better off taking it early. But it's a gamble. No one knows. I want to live as long as possible, so I'd like to be punished for maybe living too long. That's good, right? So I'll wait to age 70 as well, because I want more money. But a lot of people, if you need money right now, and if you don't have a retirement plan, you're probably going to need money. That's one of the things we try to do is sit down with folks and say, hey, you haven't saved anything for retirement yet. You're only 50-some years old. Let's catch up on your 401k. Let's put as much as we can away for the next 15 years so that when you reach 65, you'll have an additional retirement plan in addition to just Social Security. Because Social Security was not meant to be the main source of retirement or the only source of retirement.
So let me ask you this. What if the spouse,
yep,
in my case, significantly younger?
Right.
So does that factor in?
Yes, and there's some claiming strategies on that. And there still are some that are available. And the government took a whole bunch away a few years ago. There was like file and suspend ones that really made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. But if you are younger, if you have a younger spouse, many times there are still some options available to help get them some bang for the buck. And then by using yours, the half of yours, and then getting some of theirs later on. So, again, Social Security claiming options, one of the biggest confusion topics out there. We do a Social Security claiming analysis for all of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And, folks, if you want to get one of those, you can call. I'm in a giving spirit now. Let's get the bells. All right.
I like it.
Next 15 callers, get your very own Social Security analysis done for both you and your spouse, making sure that you understand exactly what the amounts could be and what they should be. If you do the right claiming option.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Thomas, we also do two other things. It's one thing, really, but it's got two different names, and it really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
one is an income test drive.
Okay.
So based on where you are right now, what you've put aside right now, we can look forward in our crystal ball.
Yeah, sure.
In the financial world.
Yeah.
Because we have some programs that are designed to tell you, based on where you are right now, what your future income could be. You know, so we look at what your balance is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Put it into that computer program.
Sure.
And it's almost as fast as this.
Oh.
It's a microwave.
That's right. Famous sound there.
Yeah. Now, we do an income test drive. So based on what you have put aside right now, what kind of income would that give you at different years in the future? So we call it income test drive. So here's what you could have if you had an income plan right now. Yeah, a lot of people say, well, I want a certain amount of income in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So then we work it backwards and say, well, based on what you need or want in the future, here's what you need to have put aside now growing for that retirement income in the future. We call that an income timeline. All right. So based on what you want, and this is all in writing, by the way. It's no hypothetical, no jokes. This is based on what you have put aside. We can show you what kind of income you get at different ages in the future. Or if you tell us what kind of income you want in the future, we'll design your very own income timeline showing you how much money you need to dedicate to that retirement income account to make sure that your retirement is as happy as it should be.
There
so
you
if
go.
You want an income timeline or an income test drive, which also includes our financial retirement and income MRI and second opinion service, give us a call right now.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Now, Steve, you're looking at the list. I'm going to let you pick one out because instead of me controlling the tempo here, what are one of the 9 points that you think makes sense or people should look out for?
I think factor in health care costs
yep.
is huge.
Yeah.
You've got to take that into account.
It's not getting any cheaper, is it?
No.
You know, I hurt my back a few weeks
right.
ago or a month ago now, and so I started going to the chiropractor, and it wasn't cheap to go there either. So think about, and I'm 50, think about if you're 90 or 80 and what it's going to cost to have someone come pick me up and then take me to the doctor.
Well, that's true.
They've
got to
factor that in, transportation costs and all
but
that.
But that's something that you can do, though, right, is you help folks understand how to factor
Absolutely.
That in.
We factor that in, and we also dedicate money put aside for that. So we got income for vacations and we got income for health care. And we need to look at different plans that could give you that long-term care without having to buy a long-term care policy, which I've been licensed to offer long-term care policies for almost 25 years, and I've never offered one because I never found one that made sense.
Wow. Okay.
Because they all have these rate increases everyone hears about, and there's a better way using life insurance, using your current life insurance policy many times. You have to get a new one, but it's a new one with attachments that let you take the death benefit out to pay for long-term care. So using your death benefit to pay for your long-term care. That's why a lot of people have hated life insurance, because life insurance is always left to someone else. Now this is a way for you to benefit from your life insurance policy and never have a rate increase, never be kicked out, and always have peace of mind knowing you're covered. Makes a whole lot of sense to me.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. Coach, these really are concepts that people need to be aware of. I think it's important to meet with someone who understands the industry for that reason. I mean, there are things I'm hearing just in the conversation now that are vital that
yep.
had no idea about.
And we're going to carry this list over to next week because we're running close to the clock, and
sure.
I want to make sure that everyone listening gets their very own customized plan put together. So if you're one of the next 15 callers who call in today, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement financial and income plan. And keep in mind, this review is a $999 value. But if you call right now, you're going to get that absolutely free and complimentary with no obligation. If you're one of the next 15 callers, you must have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, and our strategies do work golden for those of you with over $1 million. But what this does, it consists of taking the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We're also going to run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. If you stop paying fees, folks, or pay less fees, you have more money for yourself. That's what I define as dramatic growth potential. We're also going to perform a tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. And that's a novel concept, but it works. But finally, and the most important part, we'll even run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And folks, I know one thing it does. It takes the worry out of living and truly living in retirement. In short, we'll help you by taking the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process for the next 15 callers. That's a comprehensive financial and retirement review. It's a $999 value. It's yours if you call right now.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.